This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Blue Apron, the do-it-yourself meal kit delivery service, is going public tomorrow, but all is not well in boxed food land, because today, the company cut its initial price target for its shares by a third, $10 or $11 a piece now, down from the $15 to $17 ballpark. That puts the company's valuation at less than its last venture capital round. So, with numbers like that, why IPO at all? Marketplace's Ryan Kyloff has that one.
Usually a company goes public with a higher valuation than it had before. And Blue Apron was on track to do that. But with this last-minute price cut from around $16 to around $11 a share,
they are pricing below their peer group, and that is the type of pricing we've seen with a number of other IPOs this year.
Kathleen Shelton-Smith is chairman of Renaissance Capital, which researches and invests in newly public companies. She says Blue Apron has some red flags in its fundamentals.
Costs, especially marketing costs, have accelerated in their recent quarter.
Also, she says, high churn. After a year of use, something like half the users drop the service. And then, of course, there's the elephant in the room.
Amazon's purchase of Whole Foods, well, that probably goes under T for threat.
Darren Seifer of the research firm NPD Group says Amazon has the speed and scale to dominate online food delivery. But with this IPO, Shelton Smith says there's another elephant, Snapchat.
Snap, which did not trade that well, caused investors to be more cautious about fast-growth, money-losing companies.
And Blue Apron is one of those companies, she says. So back to our original question, why go public at all? Smith cites the classic reason. Blue Apron needs the money.
And the existing investors were hesitant to keep contributing capital.
So the company turned to the public. In New York, I'm Ryan Kyloff for Marketplace.